My name is Christopher with Jonji.net. I'm sitting across from the iconic Nichelle Nichols. Thank you very much for taking some time to speak with me today.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
I was, not that I really needed help in remembering all the stuff that you have done in your life, but I was going through your, you know, the biographies and everything, and the long list of titles that you can put after your name: actress, author, singer, dancer, producer, for those of us who maybe do not know. The one thing that stuck out that I did not know and I found fascinating was you worked for NASA.
Yes.
How did that come about?
So now you can put, you have to add choreographer, but now you can put recruiter.
Yes, recruiter. And I knew about choreographer.
Only that one historic moment in my life did I even deign to go out where no man or woman has gone before in my position. And knock on doors of qualified people who become astronauts, scientists, mm-hmm. and engineers, and say, NASA needs you. And they mm-hmm. said, you're crazy. NASA's had 6 recruitment drives, and they don't want any black people, minority people, or women. And I said, yes, they do. They mean it. And now, and I've signed on to do that. And if you, with the highest qualifications that you have and want to be an astronaut and don't do it, then I do fail. And right. if I bring them you and I don't bring, and they don't, I'm going after the highest qualified people. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, I've promised NASA that I would file a class action suit and on them, and they wish they'd never met me and would go before Congress. And NASA said, I'll stand with you.
That's excellent. And you did it for quite a while, too.
I took a
you?
Year off my career. Mm-hmm. And for the last 8 months of the recruitment drive, I did Radio Blitz TV. I took them down to Good Morning America. And I went to every university I could fit in that had a strong physical science department, mm-hmm. and I brought them in. When I started, they had less than 100 African Americans or minority people, mm-hmm. and less than 1,200 women, and almost nobody that had signed up was qualified in the areas they were looking for, which was strictly science and
right.
engineering. And like writers wanted to be, and teachers
right, yeah.
and so forth, and they said that's later. When I finished, they had something like 3,000 overall men and women on both categories, 1,560 women and over 1,000 minorities, and even white men were listening, and they came. And so it was quite successful. NASA was wonderfully pleased, and I received their highest civil servants award subsequently, and which was my greatest honor.
Oh, it was well deserved.
Yeah.
Yes, to something completely different. It's just I had to touch on that because I
yes.
thought that was just
yes.
fascinating. As you, I'm sure you've heard and you know, there's a new, you know, Star Trek film
mm-hmm,
coming out,
mm-hmm.
a restart of the entire series,
yes,
of the entire genre.
J.J.
Yes.
Abrams,
mm-hmm.
wonderful film. Yeah.
How did that strike you when you first heard that there was going to be someone else that was going to be Uhura on the big screen?
Oh, I thought it was fantastic because it's a prequel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like they're replacing Uhura from the point in time we left off with the films.
Sure. Okay.
You know, which would be their right to do. You know,
their prerogative, but fans might have an issue.
Yeah. Also, I might hurt them.
Yes.
You know, bodily. But this was a prequel to the months before, the time before we, and ends mm-hmm. with our going off on that 5-year mission where no man or woman had gone before.
That's great.
And I thought it was marvelous.
Oh, good.
And I got a call from JJ, and he invited me to lunch and come to tell me and ask me how I felt. I mean, he did the courtesy, the honor of doing that. I thought that was just unbelievable.
That was
very
nice of him, yes.
Yeah. And then I went on the set, and they were shooting when I went on the set. And when I went on the set, I'm being very quiet. And I'm walking through, and all of a sudden, everything stops. I mean, the actors just stopped in place. They saw me walk in, and they were in their lines and went like, and sir, we have the... And that was such an honor bestowed upon me, you know, because I went, oh, I'm sorry. And then that broke the thing, and everybody laughed. It was very, very funny.
As far as the Star Trek universe goes, you're about as close as a deity as you can get, I guess, when you start walking on sets. So.
I don't think I walked on water. Yeah. I walked on set and stopped. Sorry, Jesus. That's my brother. That's okay. I'm always teasing.
One quick question.
Yes.
We had an abbreviated season of Heroes, which you stepped into as mm-hmm. Nana Dawson, mm-hmm. the wise grandma.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just really curious, will you return for the third season? Will there be more Nana Dawson? And, I mean, will it be a more fleshed-out character now if they have time to do it?
In all sincerity, I think they intended to do that, and I thought mm-hmm. they had time to, because they wanted to create it and develop it. But I think they'll be able to resume sometime in May.
Great.
And I had a recurring role,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully they're recurring.
Recur more
again.
Often.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
It's
very,
been
very
my
much.
Pleasure.
Thank you.